Potholes are a major concern each winter. Indianapolis filled hundreds of thousands last year. And in this next piece, WFYI's Taylor Bennett speaks with the Department of Public Works' Dan Parker about conditions this year. Parker says they have been getting some work done and converted more than 240 requests to fix city streets so far.
The biggest thing for us is that residents need to report. We do not have people just driving around looking for the holes in the street. We need residents to participate in this process.
So, I mean, really is as simple as that. If you see a pothole or you hit a pothole, is to report it so you know that it is there so you can get that on the list to take care of.
Residents should not assume that somebody else has reported it. They can go to Indy Pothole Viewer to check their commute in to see, where they are, the ones that are open and ones that have been closed. Because this mix that we're using in the wintertime is temporary, the more precipitation we get, sometimes that mix could wash away because it is temporary. Until we get that hot asphalt mix later in the season, will we be able to put a permanent bonding asphalt in there?
Now, the reason for the temporary fix right now is that just because it is early in the season and the weather always is changing right now with the freezing and the thawing?
Well, the temporary mix is because asphalt plants in Indiana close in December, and typically they do not reopen again until April. Now, the last 2 years, the city has worked with asphalt companies to get the plants open in February and have them open and remain open on days that it is relatively warm. We've worked on that to make sure that that's available so that we can get that hot asphalt to put down into these holes and eliminate them permanently. But so right now here in January, they're not open. So we only have this winter mix, which is temporary.
And as far as anything new, if we can call it pothole season, is there any new plans that you have for the coming season as far as hiring more people to fix these holes? Any kind of new fix for them?
Sure. We have multiple things. And this goes to the strategy the mayor started laying out in 2018, 19, and now here in 20. We have been under investing in capital projects, which we're in the middle of a four-year, $400 million construction projects on streets. But we also were under investing in the O&M side, the folks who were going out and taking care of our streets. So we are starting a second shift this year. We're in the process of hiring. Those workers are going to be working from 4 to 12:30 at night so that we can double the output of amount of work that we get done per day. Most of our workers work from 7 to 3:30, so these folks will be coming in at night getting more work done for us. We also have additional equipment that's going to be available for us to tackle this problem. We also have, last year we recreated our street maintenance teams, which are going to be able to go out and do more projects for us on the maintenance side. Before last year, we had capital projects and we had pothole filling, and we had nothing really in between working on making sure that our streets last longer. Mm-hmm. And so we're taking this dual approach of investing in capital, the construction projects everyone sees, and the O&M side. Take care of the streets, fill those cracks that people start seeing in the asphalt so that the rain and the precipitation doesn't get down so it can freeze. So make the pavement last longer. So that's our dual approach on what we're doing this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Dan Parker with the Department of Public Works speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.